Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's right.
Our flesh, it doesn't come from our soul, but it comes from that spirit that's made alive by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, that's moving in this place already, Lord, let it continue to move throughout the service, Lord God, through the word that it speaks. And Lord, let him speak a powerful word tonight that goes deep into the soul and the body,
yes,
and the spirit of the people here tonight. That they'll be able to carry it out into the world, and they'll use it as a mighty sword, Lord God, when we come. Lord, just do your service.
That's right.
And they'll walk the walk, Lord. They'll put boots on the ground, Lord God, this week. And just walk in your service, Lord. Some will put before, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you give them the word. They'll remember the word that he spoke to today in this very place. And know, Lord God, what to say.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen. My brother, I love you, bro. I bless you. Hey, get your Bibles out and turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews. Hebrews. That's right. That's why every morning I had the coffee ready for my wife. Because the Bible says Hebrews. Go ahead, sister. Hold on. You got a praise report. We need to give you something so people can hear your praise report. Check. There you go. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Awesome. That's right. Amen. Amen. All right. God is awesome. Especially tonight. Amen. I believe there's something special going on. Amen. You ever just sense there's something underlined that's just waiting to bust loose? Amen. And I sense there's something underlying, waiting to bust loose. I can see a vision of boots on the ground. I mean, boots on the ground in New Bern and in Beaufort County and Washington and Craven County. You can see it in your workplace, see it in the schools, boots on the ground. We're not waiting for some drone to come over. We're going to be taking care of business for God. And God's going to honor that. God always honors those boots on the ground. Praise the Lamb of God. Get your Bibles out. Hebrews chapter 12. That's right. That's right. I was kind of chuckling because I thought about some things Mama used to tell me. Mama told me, you better put those, she said, if you don't put those feet on the ground, if you don't put that boot on the ground, I'm going to put my boot somewhere else. And so you better put, I know nobody's Mama talked to them like that, did they? I had twin brothers after me. My Mama said, God had mercy on her. Because if my twin brothers had been like me, she said she don't know what she had done. She'd have run into heels or something. All right, Hebrews chapter 12, something that's actually not very often spoke about, or this verse of Scripture very often spoke about, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Hopefully we're going to bring some justice to it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. I've asked God for the last, for I always ask him anyway, but for the last, I'll say the last 4, 5, 6 weeks especially, God help us, Lord, to be effective in our communities, in our homes, on the street, wherever we're at. And just a few weeks ago, God started giving me the vision of boots on the ground and help me pray about something. We're even looking at maybe even having a men's conference, boots on the ground. And so if we do, we're going to need all boots on the ground to help, all right? But it's going to be awesome. But also, God wants our boots on the ground. God wants us doing something. God wants us moving strong in this last day, in this last hour, in this last roundup. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Who's the church of the firstborn? We are. Amen. Which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator and of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if he escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth. Y'all say shook the earth. That's what I'm coming back to. Shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. Wow, can you imagine this earthquake that's getting ready to happen? Another one, that's right, that's right. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things which are shaken as the things that are made, those things which cannot be shaken may remain. In other words, I'll tell you about it. Just to finish reading this, I'll tell you about what I saw the Lord showed me. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God, accepting with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Praise. Let's pray. Lord, I love you, Father. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you're always, always, always on your throne. And I thank you, God, that you're always on time. I thank you, God, that there's absolutely nothing, nothing that can stand in your way, nothing that can cause you to back down, nothing that can keep you from delivering us. I ask you right now, Father, to touch, to anoint in a very powerful way, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, in October 1989, there was an earthquake that struck the San Francisco Bay Area. It resulted in devastation, destruction, death, and fear, but it lasted only 15 seconds. Say that with me. 15 seconds. That's it. But it caused $7.5 billion worth of damage. 15 seconds. $7.5 billion worth of damage. Not including the lives that were lost. The Bible tells us in Matthew 7, 24 and 7, that some of the signs of our Lord's coming in the end, it's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. Many earthquakes in many places, strange places, unusual places. There are going to be places that normally you wouldn't think would have an earthquake, have an earthquake. I remember riding over the bridge, that new 17, that's out there from Chocowinity to Washington. I was riding over it, and the bridge felt kind of funny. I was talking to my wife on the phone. The bridge felt just a little funny. And my wife said, do you feel that? I didn't know she was talking to me. I thought she was talking to somebody else in the office. She said, do you feel that? And I said, are you talking to me? She said, I'm talking to you. She says, I think we just had an earthquake. Y'all remember that? Up in Maryland, but it come all the way down here. We could feel it here. And there was things that was messed up down this way. There's a lot of things that are being shaken in this world today. I see the stuff, and if you're not careful, it'll get you afraid. But you know, I was in the woods praying one day, and while I was praying, it was a clear day, a beautiful day like today. There was not a cloud in the sky. I'm praying, got my Bible. I'm sitting on a stump, actually, and I'm praying, and I'm asking God to talk to me. And as he's talking with me, and I'm talking with him, I'm praying and meditating, out of nowhere comes this tremendous wind. This tremendous wind blew through the woods that I was sitting in. I was sitting in the clearing, and I looked up, and it actually startled me because I thought some of the trees were going to blow over. It blew so hard. I saw them do like this. Then they did like this. And then stuff started falling out of the trees, dead limbs, and fell all around me. And as it started happening, I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? This, I know there's a sign here. And he spoke to me very clearly. Sometimes I let your life be shaken. S-H-A-K-E-N, shaken, in order that I can remove the dead limbs in your life. Whew. So I can remove stuff that you don't need to be hanging on to. I need to remove it out of your life. And I said, thank you, Lord. Now there are six other little earthquakes recorded in the Bible. Of course, Mount Sinai, Moses and Israel, after the Exodus in the wilderness. Mount Horeb, Elijah's cave experience, 1 Kings 19 and 11. During the reign of Uzziah, Amos 1 and 1. At the time of the crucifixion, Matthew 27, 51. At the time of the resurrection of Christ, Matthew 28 and 2. And then that which freed Paul and Silas from the prison in Acts 16 and 26. God knows about earthquakes. God uses earthquakes. God used them as a sign. He used them to deliver. He uses them for all grades of reasons and for all grades of things. Alaska, 1964. I was doing some research. There was an 8.9 on the Richter scale earthquake in Alaska, 1964. It was equivalent to the explosion 100 times greater than a nuclear bomb of 10,000 megatons. Wow. God's powerful. Amen? Think about all how this earth is crying out. This earth is in trouble. This earth is crying out in pain because of all the stuff that's happening around. Iceland has a volcano under the shelf of a glacier. So you know what that can cause? That can cause all kinds of problems down here from up there. When Japan had that earthquake, and all of a sudden it messed up the nuclear end of it, and then they found stuff all the way over in California that was bad off all the way from Japan. So you see, this is bad times that we live in. In China, just to think about the power of these things, China in 1556, they had an earthquake and 830,000 people died. You say, well, that's back in the old days before they knew what they were doing. In 1976 in Peking, they had another earthquake and 650,000 people died. And 780,000 were injured. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. The closer we get to the end times, the more we see the increase of things being shaken. But I want to bring this down to earth a little bit. I want to bring it back into our own lives. I mean, all this stuff does affect us, and it affects all over all kinds of things. But I want to talk about another type of earthquake that we're facing this day and time. Some more stuff that's shakable. Because what I'm going to talk about is five things that are immovable, five things that cannot be shaken, five things that you cannot shake. But let me talk about some other things first. Look, first, the institutions that are crumbling right before our eyes. There's families crumbling before our eyes, marriages crumbling before our eyes, churches, government leaders, governments, politicians, right before our eyes. They're crumbling. There's a great earthquake everywhere you look. And then I think about terrorism. Man. I mean, these guys, ISIL said, they're coming to America. Don't you believe they're not already here? They're coming up in the Mexican border. We're not paying attention. They're coming right up. And they've already been told there's enough here now. They're putting them all around the United States. So when the right time comes, or the right signal, they're all going to rise up. So don't think that we've escaped anything. The crime rate, all the stuff that's going on, plus we have just in general the death of our loved ones, a loss of a job or some powerful disease. But there's enough of that talk about the stuff that's shaking. Just so we can have some comfort and some hope in the middle of all the stuff that's shaking. Let me give you five things that cannot be shaken. Amen. Five things. The first thing is God's nature. God's nature. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Get us this. All that God is, all that He has always been, all that He has always been and is, He will ever be. Praise God. God doesn't change. When everything around you is falling all to pieces, God says, hold on to my hand. I will not change. Amen. Well, what kind of peace do we have knowing this? You know, some people you have to wait till they have a receptive mood before you can get to them. Some people you got to hope and pray that they're on the right, got up on the right side of the bed before you can talk to them. Aren't you glad that you can go to the throne of grace and know that you're going to look, men forget us. People change their attitudes toward us. People revise their opinions about us at the moment's notice. But God loves you just like you are. God called you just like you are. Just like we talked about this morning. God wants to use you just like you are. He wants, listen, God wants to do something special. He's available, He's accessible, and He is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. God, His nature never changes. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. I dare you. Praise Him one time. First is God's nature. Secondly, God's throne. It never changes. The throne symbolizes power, authority, and leadership. Hebrews 12:23 refers to, we just talked about it, the judge of all. He sits upon His throne. He is everlasting. He is the unchanging one. I like what Ben Franklin said. People try to hide what the founding fathers said about God. Ben Franklin said, God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without His notice, neither can a kingdom rise up without His aid. The third is not only talks about power, but authority. Can you think about the authority that God's got? He just speaks it, and it happens. I like listening to kids. I like watching kids, especially my grandkids. God always speaks through kids. Did you know that? We were at Grimesland last Saturday, having just before school starts bash. We had hot dogs, and we had Bill's hot dogs and ice cream. It's kind of like we started a fire and helped put it out. And so, of course, the kids didn't eat any Bill's hot dogs. They just ate plain hot dogs, but the adults ate Bill's hot dogs. I figured if I put Bill's hot dogs out there, the parents would come. Amen. And I stopped by the Dollar Tree, and I bought some airplanes to put together, styrofoam airplanes. We also had some kites. Of course, the adults took the kites and play with them. And so I'm glad I had the airplanes. So I gave the airplanes to the larger children that were there. And Emmy came up and said, Papa. And I said, what's wrong, Emmy? She said, look up there. First she held up her airplane. She had an airplane with one wing. Matter of fact, to start with, she just had one wing. And she said, look there, Paul. And I said, where's the rest of your plane? And she said, up there. There was a roof we were sitting under to eat. And I said, and Dylan and them looked there and said, you can't get up there, Emmy. You can't reach that. So I said, you're not big enough. You're too small. And I said, DC, come here. I said, grab Emmy by her leg. I said, you pick her up and put her in there, grab it. He picked her out up and she grabbed part of it and the wind caught it and blew it on the other side. So now she had an airplane in one wing. The other wing was on the other side. So then we got the other side and I said, Daniel, you grab her and pick her up and put her on the other side. And so she did. And I thought about that thing. Sometimes in our own life, there's things we can't reach. There's things we can't fix. There's things we can't do a thing about. We can call on our Father. And He'll send His Son. I sent DC. He picked her up, put her right where she needed to be. Praise God. She couldn't reach it on her own. But when the Son came, oh, y'all ain't getting this. When the Son came, she could reach what was wrong. You know what? Let me tell you something. The throne has never changed. God is still in control, and Jesus is at the Father's right hand making intercession for us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's looking out for us. The throne has never changed. I'm here to tell you something right now. Jesus stood in the temple. Jesus, he said, I am at my Father's right hand. You can believe that He takes care of business. So now, number three. It didn't take long. Not as long as it did this morning. I've already got through two of them. Five things that cannot be shaken. Number three, God's Word. The Bible says in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. Hebrews 4:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. 2,000 years ago, Jesus stood in the temple in Jerusalem, and he preached to proclaim the word of God. Today, the temple is gone, but the word of God he preached is still being echoed in our hearts and our spirits every day of our life. Wow. Think about Paul. Paul, he walked in Athens and beheld all the great temples. He saw that stuff that was in Rome. He saw all that stuff. And he preached God's word in all those places. All those places are now gone. But the word he preached is still echoing. Amen. You know, skeptics and critics and people trying to say it's a myth, and atheists that try to tell us that there's nothing to it. How many's ever heard of this guy named Voltaire? Voltaire was an agnostic. An agnostic means I believe there's a God, but he just kind of wound up the earth, let it go, and he's gone. He became an atheist in his later years, which means there is no God. He was a philosopher. He was a printer. And he was printing his stuff, and he said over a couple hundred years ago, he said that 100 years from now, the only Bible you will see is going to be on a museum shelf. He said, if you do find some, they'll sell for pennies apiece. 100 years after his death, his books were only found in museums. And ones that were discovered were selling for pennies apiece. And the same printing press that he used to print that propaganda was printing out Bibles every day. The Word of God is alive. It will not be shaken. If you don't know what to stand on tomorrow, you find what the Word of God says about your problem, you hang on to it, because everything else may pass away. But God said his Word will always remain true. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't have to worry. You know, I like this. There's a story told of a South Sea Islander who proudly displayed his Bible to a GI during World War II. True story. During World War II, to a GI. He had received it as a present from a missionary sometime before. The soldier said, oh, we've outgrown that sort of thing. The native smiled back and said, well, it's a good thing we haven't, because if it weren't for this book, you would be our evening meal. That's right. God's word is indestructible, it's eternal, it's unshakable. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a word we can hold on to. Number four, something that cannot be shaken, God's church. The Bible says in Matthew 6:18, that I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God's building is not a temple made with hands. Amen. God's temple is precious stones of God's people. And this precious stones, communism's tried to take it down, anything. There's guys right now dying in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Iran, because they were found with just pieces of the Bible on them. But you know what? They're holding on to it. I think it was Russia. Years ago, they found Bibles on about five guys. They were having a little meeting. And they said, okay, you've got these Bibles. Does that mean you're Christians? And they said, yes. They said, recant or die. And they said, we'll die. And so they took him out to the far end of a post where it was below zero. And they stripped the guys down, and there was a guard shack. And they made them walk 20 yards, 30 yards past the guard shack and stand there in below zero weather with nothing on. The guard watched as one by one, the guys froze to death. The guard saw one go down, two go down, three go down, four go down. By the time the fourth one went down, this is a true story. By the time the fourth one went down, the fifth one went hysterical and started running toward the guard shack. He said, "Let me in, let me in. I recant, I recant." And as he's running to recant, the guard's walking out going, "No, no, no, stay there, stay there, stay there." And he came in anyway. When he came in, he said, "Why are you telling me to stay there?" He said, "Because I watched one by one as y'all fell. I saw an angel reach down and take their soul to heaven." And he said, "Your angel was at your back, and you ran back in." God's church is awesome. We got bumps and bruises. We've all got freckles. We got problems. Praise God. There's no such thing as a perfect person except for Jesus Christ. But his church is awesome. Awesome. And then finally, I told you I won't take you long. I know, but this last one here is 10 pages. That's not 10 pages. That was like this morning. I was kidding with you, cutting up. The fifth thing is God's kingdom. Hebrews 12 and 28 says, "Therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us offer up to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." The kingdom is unique because it's spiritual in nature. It's everlasting. You know, when you get to heaven, you're going to ask Moses, "What was it like when he stood at the Red Sea?" And he's going to look at you and say, "What was it like when you stood at your Red Sea?" You're going to look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say, "How was it at the fiery furnace?" And he says, "You know what? I want to know how it was when you faced your fiery furnace." Wow. God's kingdom's unshakable. We might not have everything we desire down here. We may sometimes have to put it with a lot of junk. But you know what? God's going to shake this whole earth one day. It's coming. It's coming quick. And I thank God I'm putting my trust in him, because he's unshakable. He is unshakable. I can sit back and think about so many times how he was I was shaking, but he was unshakable. I remember when I was a little boy. A little bitty thing. And I got up one night to go to the bathroom. And I heard on the back porch at the door. And I thought somebody was walking, trying to come in. And I screamed. I screamed bloody murder, and I went running right straight. I don't know how I even got there, because everything was so dark, but I ran right straight to my daddy's bedroom. And when I got to my daddy's bedroom, here I am hysterical. When I get to my daddy's bedroom, daddy was already up coming toward me. I hit him. It was like hitting a rock, a boulder. He was just standing just firm, and he said, "What's wrong, son? What's wrong?" I said, "Dad, there's somebody on the back porch. They're coming in to get us." And he said, "Just chill, son. See, I got this." He said, told my mama, "So you take care of him. I'll go take care of the back porch." He goes to the back porch. I was thinking, "Ain't you going to get a gun? Aren't you going to get something?" He walks right onto the back door. It was the back door and says, "What is going on here?" And after he looked in, I heard him go, "Ha!" And he come back. There was an old hound, somebody's old hound dog. They crawled up on the back, and his tail was going. But I remember my daddy said he could feel my heart beating out of my chest. But you know what? I remember daddy, too. Daddy's heart wasn't beating hard. Matter of fact, daddy was tough. You know, daddy was tough as light or not. He just stood right there and said, "Son, I'll take care of this." And went on back there and took care of business. Even if it had been a burglar, I'd have felt sorry for the burglar. So here we go. Next time you feel everything around you is shaking, here's what you think about. Just remember this: God's nature. "I'm the Lord, I change not." You can depend on God to be the same. God's throne. He's the judge of all. You can depend on God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. His church. He said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not overcome it, and his kingdom. He said that receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. God is awesome. Right now, I want everybody, you can either make a place at your seat. Brother, we can play something. You can make a place at your seat or make a place up here, but I sense that somebody's going through some things that's actually trying to shake their foundation. Some things may have changed. You thought it was all under control, and now it's changed and gone another way, and you're wondering, where's God at in all this, and how you're going to handle this? And I can just sense it. And God's saying, I'm not shaking about this thing. I got it. Trust me. I got it. God is so awesome. We don't have to fear what God or what Satan can do to us, because God has got our back. And one day, we're going to go to that sweet Beulah land, and that's going to be awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. There was a parent one time that I was talking to. They had lost their child in an automobile accident. And they were having a real hard time. And so they called. The person that hit them was scared to say anything. And so they called that person soon after the accident to say, I'm not mad at you. It wasn't your fault. And the person they called said, I'm glad you called, because I got something I can't get out of my mind. And they said, well, what is it? And first they said, I want you to know that I'm sorry about the accident. And of course the parents said, I know it was not your fault. It was my child's fault. She said, I'm just trying to find some peace in all of this. And he said, I'm going to tell you something that you might not believe. And this is a true story. And the man said, on impact, when everything settled down, the child was killed instantly. And said, on impact, I saw an angel. Matter of fact, I saw two angels come into that car and said, took your daughter's spirit back up into heaven. He said, I can't get it out of my mind what I saw. Amen. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We serve an unshakable God. Don't let the world try to tell you they've got us. They don't. They don't even know what to do with what's going on. We got so many problems right now, nobody knows what to do with all of them. We got them at the border. We got them at the other, up above us at the border with the pipeline. We got all kinds of stuff going on in our cities. And then we've got all these different terror groups coming in trying to see who can be the biggest and the baddest. And just a couple days ago, they beheaded an American journalist and showed it on YouTube. Showed it. And they said, more of us are going to die. But God's unshakable. The world's shaking, but God isn't. God's got this. God's got this. Y'all say that. God's got this. God's got this. God's got this. God's got it. God's got it. Keep looking up. It's not going to be long now. It's not going to be long now. I got an uncle. That's right. I got an uncle that's dying of cancer. Everybody that was in his class that had the same kind of cancer he had, they're gone. Some of them been gone for a couple of years. And Daddy said this weekend, said something strange going on. And I said, I think my uncle knows that it's about time. I said, won't you notice what he's doing? He's not crying about it. He's fixing things right. He's giving it to God. He's trusting God to do something special. Looking all around us, time is short.